them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Well, she moved down here at the age of 18. She blew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving. One more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again. I've been told you never slow down, you never grow old. I'm tired of screwing up, I'm tired of going down, I'm tired of myself, I'm tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long.
Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain.
Standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. You got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road.
Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain.
So that song is 4 minutes and 33 seconds long. You couldn't have shaved 13 seconds off there?
You could have shaved 13 seconds off of it at the end.
You know,
I
tried to. I tried to hit it at exactly 420, but ended with 418. Oh, well. Good evening. Welcome to 10 Dozen Minutes of Ennui on Weed with Jick and Mr. Skullhead. And I'm Mr. Skullhead, and that other guy is Jick.
We're still... I'm Jick, but am I Jick on weed?
I don't know.
No, I'm not.
And I'm Mary Louise Parker on weeds.
I'm Sarah Jessica Parker on a guillotine.
You're not a big fan of Sarah Jessica Parker?
Sarah Jessica Parker? Sorry, man. This is going to be a terrible show because you're tired from apparently some sort of very short hike because you're a wuss. All of my strength is being sapped by the fact that it is 90 degrees inside my house.
Don't you have some sort of heat mitigation system in your house?
Yeah, it stopped working last year, and I've been playing phone tag with my air conditioner guy. I find, like, because I you know, I tried in the middle of the winter. I was like, hey, man, you probably are, things are slow. Like, you come fix my AC if you want. But he was, like, out of town for a month or something. And now it's getting real unpleasant. I've got like a portable swamp cooler that I've got set up in my bathroom, which you know, I sometimes, because I want to be more like Hawkeye, or perhaps BJ Honeycutt, I will refer to my room as the swamp.
Ah, yes, yes.
So the swamp cooler should cool it right off, but it's not doing a very good job. It's tiny. This room is big. It's upstairs. It's fucking hot all day. Sun shining in, heating up the walls, melting the paint.
Don't you have the little air conditioning unit that we had for a while? No, that's at the office, that's right.
It's in the office, yeah, it's in Riff's office. I don't know if he's started using it yet. Riff does like to keep the office at about 30 degrees.
Yeah, I remember that.
Constantly having to not have the electric bill be $1,000 a month. Yeah, so it's fucking hot, and I'm sweaty, and it is tiring just sitting here. Like, I feel like sleeping here will make me sleepier than if I didn't sleep.
Right. You just wake up covered in sweat and stuck to your sheets. Yeah.
Yep. I mean, I'm stuck to my sheets because of the GIMP I've trained to come out and glue me to my sheets in the night.
Ah.
It's a weird fetish. I like being glued to a sheet.
And so
you're, or sewn to a sheet.
You're right that a 3 mile hike is is a lot less hardcore than sitting in the hot. That's
No, I'm saying a three mile hike is not a thing, man.
Sure.
3 miles. I could hike 3 miles before breakfast, and because I would definitely be complaining about how tired I was. I'd be whining about it a lot. You hiked about a lake?
Yeah, 3.1 miles. It was the point one.
Oh, well, jeez. Yeah. That changes everything, Mr. Yeah. Skullhead.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I carried the child for maybe a quarter that way.
That was why he only saw one set of footprints there for a while?
Uh-huh. He still saw the stroller prints because we still had to push the stroller.
But you were also carrying the child.
Yeah, because eventually he gets tired of sitting in the stroller. Yeah.
Did you spoil him by sparing the rod?
No, he can have all the rods he wants. He's got, like, fishing rods and hot rods. You've got Rod Stewart.
What about Rod Serling?
We had to hire a Rod Steward because he has so many rods.
Mm-hmm. That's like a wine steward.
Yeah, I think that all of his spare rods are what are causing the spoiledness.
So yeah, sorry, man. It is seriously fucking hot here, and it's as though all of the energy is being leached out of me. Got some new hardware sitting at the office. About to have to take another terrifying trip to the data center to unplug wires and plug them into other things and hope that things keep working.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a thing that I'm super excited about doing, because I like driving across town and carrying shit up elevator. That's the most arduous part. It is actually a long. It is not really a long walk from where you have to park to the lobby of the building that the data center is in. But it is a hassle if you're carrying like a giant heavy box.
Sure.
That is unwieldy. Because, you know, you don't want to carry that any distance at all. So, you know, having to carry it, you know, probably 200 yards, maybe.
That would be enough. At 90 degrees in a giant box, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel for you.
Riff sent me a text message yesterday that said, you got a big Amazon box. And then he followed that up with a text message that said, things you should not say to a woman in the jungle. I went to a concert last night.
What concert?
I went and saw, I was like looking on the internet. I was like, you know, I wonder if there's any videos of Jan Tiersen, the guy who did the Amelie soundtrack, like playing music somewhere. And I'm like, hey, there are videos of that guy playing music. That looks pretty good. I'd like to go see that guy in concert someday. I wonder if that guy ever goes on tour. And I went to his website. And it was like, not only does that guy ever go on tour, but he's going to be 100 miles from you, like, in 4 days. So then I got tickets, and I went, and it was kind of disappointing.
That's a shame, because that story was shaping up to be awesome.
The opening band was really cool.
Was it Kornmo?
Yeah, it was. It was Kornmo. No, it wasn't Kornmo. It was a band from Portland called Typhoon. And it was one of those bands where there's like 30 dudes in the band.
Oh.
There was like this weird hipster dude wearing like a tank top and had a mustache, and he played the trumpet in the band. And then there was like a nerd dude with a trumpet. There were two drummers. Like two entire drum sets. There was a lead singer. There were like three guitarists and a bass player and two violinists. And then I think there was somebody with an accordion that I don't know if it ever got played at all. But she was also playing a thing that was like, it looked like some kind of instrument that looked like a World War II German hand grenade.
What did it sound like?
Like a World War II era German hand grenade, kind of.
Let's see.
Yeah. It sounded like screaming American servicemen.
Oh, I see. That sounds fantastic. Really.
They were pretty good though. They were like Mars Volta-ish, like a cross between maybe Mars Volta and the Dave Matthews Band.
Huh.
So you probably hate both of those bands, huh?
I can imagine that fans of either band would start bleeding out the ears to hear that comparison, though.
Really? I'm not saying that those bands are
similar. It doesn't seem like there would be a whole lot of overlap, though. Like, I would imagine that fans of the Mars Volta would regard the Dave Matthews Band with some disdain.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of feel the same way about both of those bands, which is that, you know, I enjoy listening to this band. And I can say that without, like, neither of them is a band that makes me feel strongly enough to want to actually flex any, like, I don't want to burn any calories criticizing them.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So, I mean, it's like, I get that, like, I've known some, like, real assholes that listen to the Dave Matthews Band, but it's not like, oh, okay, because assholes listen to this band, they're no good, right?
Right.
I mean, I don't feel like either of them is going to set the world on fire ever, you know? It's not a thing that I would just sit and listen to over and over and over again. You know, they're no Joanna Newsom, that's for certain.
Sure.
But, do you not feel like there is anything that those two bands have in common? I'm not saying they're that similar, but, like, these guys, they had a very Mars Volta kind of, like, sort of a rapidly shifting, heavily electric kind of soundscape going on.
Right.
You know, a lot of time signature changes and stuff like that. But also the guy singing sounded kind of like Dave Matthews, and, you know, sometimes he'd play the guitar.
Yeah, I think of Mars Volta as very kind of amped up and electrified and almost kind of screaming kind of stuff, and Dave Matthews is pretty laid back. Like, both of them I have, like, a passing enjoyment of, but I just figure, like, somebody who's really passionate about Mars Volta would be like, Dave Matthews, man, fuck those hippies.
Are there people who are really passionate about the Mars Volta? Like...
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's just kind of like a one-album side project, right? I mean,
Yeah, a couple.
Do they have a couple albums?
Yeah, there are people who are totally, totally into them, for sure.
I guess I don't know. I mean, like, I'm sure that there are artists that I am really into or have been really into that have the same thing. But, like, to me, it's like, it seems weird to be, like, really, really into a band that has such a small body of work.
Uh-huh.
I guess.
I mean, you're pretty passionate about Adam Lambert, and he only has the one album.
I don't... by passionate, do you mean oblivious?
Mm-hmm.
Who's Adam Lambert?
He's the guy who came in second place on American Idol last year.
Oh. Who was second place, and did she mind?
Oh.
Oh, boy.
You know, women usually mind if you come in the second place. Unless you're trying not to get them pregnant.
Right.
I mean, if you haven't discussed it beforehand. It depends on what you
consider the second place, I guess.
Well, I know that you race to that as the first place, because it's the one thing that men, that women and men have in common.
Yeah, like a belly button?
Well, I was going to say places you can stick your penis that women and men have in common, but, you know, that doesn't exclude the belly button, so.
Yeah, not for me. You'd be alarmed. You'd be alarmed. Not amazed, Mr. Scullard. You'd be alarmed at the number of places that I can put my penis. at the same time, which is weird. So yeah, this Typhoon band was pretty good, and it was like one of those things where it's like, I should buy these guys' CD on the way out, but then I was like, every time I do that, I never fucking listen to the CD, ever.
Hmm.
You know, it like sits in my car until somebody sits on it and it breaks, or like, yeah, I don't know, you know, I've bought maybe, like, at shows, I've bought maybe, like, 4 or 5 CDs of bands that I, like, you know, discovered at that show. And the only one that I've ever like continued to listen to in any significant way is the what were those guys that trashed the apartment? Totally Rad.
Totally Rad, yeah.
yeah, you know, those guys that trashed the apartment that one time. So I didn't buy it, but Jan Tiersen came out, and like a lot of it at some point Hot Stuff leaned over to me and he was like, French Pink Floyd, because it was a lot like a, so like the show was fucking amazing except when Jan Tiersen picked up a guitar, and it's not that he was a bad guitarist, it's just that like when he played the guitar it was like not really like the music that I like that he has composed. It was just like sort of long songs with some singing that you couldn't really understand the lyrics because it's fucking live music. And that, right. You know, is like a reason why I don't generally like live music. The first band, you could actually comprehend all the lyrics, which was good. But so there were just these long songs that were just like Jan Tiersen, and I think the reason that Jan Tiersen was touring with the dudes in the other band, I think, is because he had a lot of dudes that played a lot of instruments, so that he could have a lot of people backing him up on various weird instruments. Then there were some parts where Jan Tiersen was playing the violin, which were fucking awesome. Like, even when he was playing the violin, along with the same just sort of like, you know, just kind of driving long guitar segments that the rest of the band was playing, like, it was pretty good. The times when it was just him playing a violin, which was like one song, was really awesome. And, you know, it was like, he played like one of the songs from the Amelie soundtrack, which was good. And then later on, he did this really like driving guitar heavy version of one of the other songs from the Amelie soundtrack, where he was just like playing it on a couple different keyboards and like, I don't know, maybe theremins and stuff, and that was really good. And there were some parts where he and another dude were playing melodicas, which I like a melodica. I like a melodica in my rock show, even though I don't think I've ever seen a melodica in my rock show before.
Melodica.
But yeah, you know, I'm glad that I saw it. I'm glad that I went and saw the dude. It was a good concert. It wasn't maybe as good as I was hoping it would be, but I had pretty high hopes. That's right. My story about a Jan Tiersen concert. And also, somehow I managed to get really drunk and had a headache all day. I don't know what the fuck that was all about. I didn't even drink that much. I think I had like 5 beers total over the course of the night. And then somehow was just feeling kind of gross and headachey and hungover all day.
That's pretty weird, because you're a professional drinker.
I am. You know what I had for the first time? I had one of those canned, pre-made, the Budweiser Chelada.
Oh, yeah?
I mostly had it so that because I knew that Hot Stuff would be grossed out by it. But it was actually really good. It was just sort of like Budweiser and Clamato in a can. And I really enjoyed it a lot. I can totally see drinking more of those.
Hmm.
I don't get why. I mean, I get why everybody's grossed out by the idea of Clamato, but like in practice, when you drink Clamato, you get only it is like the same people who would be grossed out by Clamato probably don't immediately get grossed out by Worcestershire sauce, and like Clamato is exactly as fishy as Worcestershire sauce is.
Yeah, I make Bloody Marys with Clamato.
Yeah.
And they're fine.
So cool, you're not one of those dudes.
Yeah. What? Nope.
Perhaps the next time you come out here, maybe for a KOL con, we can enjoy some micheladas together.
I've actually had one or two with my father-in-law. And they're, you know, it's carbonated tomato juice with a little bit of alcohol in it. That's all right. I'd rather have a Bloody Mary if you've got the Clamato lying around, you know?
Really? Well, I mean, I don't use the Clamato for those. I just use regular. I use like Bloody Mary mix. Yeah. I mean, the thing about Bloody Marys though is that like, whereas you can start drinking micheladas at like, you know, noon and just keep drinking them all day and never get drunk, like three Bloody Marys in and I'm singing a song.
Yeah. What song are you singing?
In the dark. I sing a song. Sounds like I'm singing.
Oh, I see. So you're kind of like a white winged dove.
A little bit, yeah, but it's every once in a while I will spill some of the Bloody Mary and make a red and white winged dove. Right. And then people confuse me for that eagle that is also a flag. I should get a tattoo that is like an eagle that is also an American flag.
Ooh, yeah.
Just so that everyone who sees me will immediately assume that I am an asshole.
Well, everybody who sees you will, I guess so. I was going to say some people would like that, some people hate it, but other assholes would flock to you, and people who don't want to hang out with assholes would avoid you, but nobody would assume that you weren't an asshole if you had that.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
It's so kind of like dads. Like,
if you get a tattoo that makes people assume that you're an asshole, then everyone is always pleasantly surprised.
Wouldn't the assholes looking for another asshole to hang out with be kind of pissed?
Oh, maybe, and then maybe they would beat me up.
You'd have to get all
big. You know, like Daz. Like Daz. I like Daz. Daz is an awesome dude. But when I met Daz, I was like, I bet that guy's an asshole.
Yeah, actually, when I saw him across the party, it was like, who is the guy with the giant American flag tattoo, and why would he ever play our game? Holy, you know, I got my total snob on. And I was totally wrong about him, but I'm not sure that that's a lesson about judging a book by its cover or not, because he said that he didn't expect anybody to look at that and not think, God, what an asshole.
Yeah. Well, you know, you shouldn't judge a book by its cover unless it's like a picture book.
I don't know, like if the cover has a naked woman riding a unicorn carrying a lightsaber, I'm reading that book, and that's based entirely on the cover.
Yeah. Maybe you should only judge books positively by their covers and not negatively, is the point that they're trying to make.
It's like, that's a black guy over there. I'll bet he has excellent rhythm and is a good father.
And I can trust him around my wife because there is no way his penis would fit into her belly button.
Right, right.
Yeah. That's the thing, you know, if you only had sex with a woman's belly button, would her having regular sex with another dude technically be cheating on you?
Hmm. I think every couple's got to decide that for themselves.
I mean, because I feel like regular people feel like a regular husband is going to feel like if his wife goes and has anal sex with some other guy, that doesn't count as cheating on him.
Yeah, absolutely not.
You know, if she never has anal sex with him, right? Yeah, sure. I mean, in general, I feel like dudes are okay with that. Yeah, so that was, concerts and tattoos and, is there anything that, I was trying to think if there's anything else that I was intending to talk about. Did you have anything going on?
Ollie started saying, ah, nah, and ah, dude.
Ah, nah, and ah, dude?
Yeah, because, like, if he, say, spills his cup of juice or something, I sometimes go, ah, dude, spilled your juice. You know, and then I beat him with a rod so he doesn't do it again. So now it's...
You beat him with a rod?
Yeah.
Like you...
It's tough keeping that guy around. He's really expensive to have on contract.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So when he's dismayed by something, the child will now go, ah, nah, ah, dude. It's excellent.
That's adorable.
He's adorable.
You should start writing a daily comic diary like James Kochalka about the adorable things your child does. Mm. I'm not like making fun of him or you. I like.
I think I should just take a picture of every diaper that I change.
That would probably be pretty gross.
That seems like the kind of thing that would land you a book deal.
Yeah.
You know, like my year of diapers. Blogspot.
The year of living covered in baby shit.
Right.
I never did read that year of living biblically. Do you know anything about it?
I thought that would have been interesting to read, because apparently he did all the Old Testament shit. So, like, not being able to eat food that had been grown in a field that had also had another type of seed sown in it, and, yeah.
It must have been a big pain in the ass for that dude's wife.
Yeah, that's always what I wonder about, because it's always guys that are doing shit like this. You know, like the Zero Impact Man. It's just like, family, for a year, we're going to try and generate no waste and have no footprint on the environment, and then I'll get a book deal. So he kind of drags his family into this long nightmare.
Who's that character actor who is, like, I think maybe he was on, like, St. Elsewhere or something, who's, like, all super green man now and has a TV show about being green?
Ed Begley Jr.?
Yeah.
He should have a TV show about being super, super white.
Is he super, super white?
Yeah, he is. He's a downright albino.
Not like a down-home albino.
Right.
You know, like Sweet Home Alabama. Down-home albino. Although, that doesn't have the same number of syllables.
Right.
Albino doesn't actually sound as much like Alabama as you think. You know, every time I hear the word Alabama, it kind of makes me want to watch True Romance again.
I've been watching True Blood, which is not
really?
A lot like True Romance, but anyway.
What do you reckon about True Blood?
It was nice going into it that I had heard your critique of it. So I was kind of expecting it to be, you know, like, we don't take on the damn vampires in these parts. But, I don't know. I was pleasantly surprised. Expectations really? Were set sufficiently low. But, like,
I mean, I feel like there were some interesting ideas in it. I just couldn't get past the acting. Like, everybody had an entirely different accent.
Yeah. After having... So, I watched the first two Twilight movies with riff tracks. So, I'm familiar with that particular brand of brooding vampire. And this was refreshing in that the two leads, they don't brood at each other, and when one of them asks a question, the other one just answers it truthfully, and like, did you have sex with that vampire before? Yes, I did. Did you kill that guy? Yes, I did. Can you hear my thoughts? Yes, I can. So there's less of that bullshit going on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I like the lore. I'm interested to see where it goes. I think using vampires as the kind of metaphor for the outsider breaks down pretty quickly. It's like, they're prejudiced against vampires, just like people are prejudiced against gay people. And a lot of the vampires are actually still killing and eating people, just like gay people. You know, it kind of breaks down.
Right.
Because everybody knows gay people don't eat their kills.
Yeah, yeah. They kill them to rape their corpses and then discard them in the gutter.
Yeah, eating them would just be...
I guess I liked... So there were two things that I liked about True Blood. One was that the girl that her brother hooks up with is, like, super fucking hot.
That's true.
And the other is that they sort of, like, in a way that maybe other vampire stuff does, but not necessarily, right, like, that I've noticed, is, like, the idea that, oh, hey, you were alive during the Civil War. Perhaps you would like to come speak at our Rotary Club meeting about what that was like. You know, like, oh, yeah, that would be a thing if there were vampires that lived, you know, hundreds of years.
Right.
You know? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, is that show still on, or has it been canceled?
They're about to start their third season.
Huh. I think I saw the entire first season of it, like, while I was sitting across the room doing something else.
Hmm. We watched the first 5 episodes so far. I've been enjoying it. I'm not sure if it's great or if it's just really good at ending episodes with cliffhangers.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't know if it would be rewatchable at all. But
does it ever actually end an episode with a cliffhanger with Sylvester Stallone?
No, but it ends an episode with Cliff Clavin holding a hanger, so that's good.
Oh, wow, cool. And you're like, what's he going to do with that? Is he going to put a shirt in a closet or abort a child?
Or beat up, what's-her-name's daughter? Joan Crawford's? Joan Crawford's daughter, yeah.
That's a reference that I don't understand.
There's a movie, Mommy Dearest, about Joan Crawford, and how apparently she found a wire hanger in her daughter's closet and beat her with it while shouting, no wire hangers, ever.
What are you supposed to use instead of a wire hanger?
Plastic hangers.
I see. Wait, I mean, I know this is probably stupid, but it doesn't seem like you'd actually be able to hurt somebody very badly with a wire hanger.
It depends on how aggressively you're beating. It could have kind of a whip effect to it, I think.
I guess. You could maybe raise a few little welts or whatever, but you couldn't really do any damage to somebody. You certainly couldn't do anything that they couldn't stop in a hurry, I guess, is that...
Right.
I mean, I guess I'm imagining somebody beating me with a wire hanger, and I would probably just grab it and punch them.
Right.
You know, like, knock it the fuck off.
If you're, like, 10 years old or something. And...
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I was pretty crafty when I was 10.
Do we have anybody who plays our game who's maybe 10 or 11 years old that we can hit with a wire hanger and just see what happens?
Yeah, maybe we should. Or like, maybe once your kid is old enough, you can do that experiment.
Yeah. Son, I'm going to beat you with this wire hanger, but it's not going to be like, you know, when I usually beat you, and then I want you to try and stop me.
Right. I used to have to go, when I had done something wrong, I had to go cut a switch down by the pond. And I guess it's surprising how much, you know, some little thin thing can hurt.
True.
I don't know. I'm trying to imagine a way in which I would hurt myself with a wire hanger. And I just feel like I would have some trouble. Unless I, like, you know, tied a gun to it.
A brick would probably do. You don't need a firearm for this scenario.
Well, but you're right. I mean, I feel like it would be worse. I would rather have someone whip me with a wire hanger than, like, untwist it and poke me with it.
Hmm. You have some very specific fetishes.
I do. Well, I guess it also depends. I would rather get poked in the balls and whipped in the penis, I think.
Yeah.
You know, like that old joke, poke him in the balls, whip him in the penis, poke her in the balls.
Yeah, you know, I think I have a matchbook that has that on it.
A matchbook?
Yeah, on the front it says poke her in the balls, and on the back it says whip her in the penis. It doesn't make any sense, but I don't know why I hold on to that thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it came in handy for understanding my reference.
Right.
Tonight. Paul BD asks if we're celebrating 420. No, I'm not celebrating 420. Mr. Skull had tried. He was like, oh God, I want so badly to get high, but I can't.
Nope. Couldn't score, man.
I've got the same thing that I always have, which is like, I've got a bag of weed that I bought like 3 years ago that, you know, that I just kind of don't trust. So I'll eventually, like, throw it away, and then 6 months later, I'll buy another, you know, $30 bag of weed, and then that'll sit and just dry out over the course of 3 years.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't use that many drugs. I'm fine with just the booze and the cigars. Xtandstick wrote, I'm in Urtwats, send in ooh questions. Beowulf says, wait, it's 420 and there's a radio show tonight. Where's MC Frontalot? I'm having flashbacks. Excuse me, to last year.
He's on tour and he has strep throat.
Yeah. That sucks. Yep. I feel bad for him having had to cancel a thing and the people who are going to attend that thing to not get to see it.
Well, I'm going to see the hell out of that show. He's coming here on May 14th.
He never did book a Phoenix show, which makes me sad.
I'm hoping that I can actually drag some of my lame-ass friends to this concert. Because the last time Frontalot was here, we told everyone we know, this is an awesome show, come see it, and nobody did. Then when Brandon Patton was here, just doing his solo stuff, we told everybody, this is an awesome show, come see it, nobody did. Now we have both of them. For crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I do want to read, this is jumping quite a ways ahead, but I do want to read this question that Gino sent in. What exactly is a Forerunners? This is a feature intended for those already familiar with the game. Has anyone really been far, even as decided to use Even Go Want to Do Look More Like? Just wanted to make sure that was clear. Paul BD says, I'm reading A Picture of Dorian Gray. What are your opinions on this book? I started reading it one day when I was drinking coffee at a place, and then I forgot that I was reading it because it was on my phone. That is a, you know, we had this discussion about books versus e-books versus e-readers, you know. And the one advantage that a physical book has is that it sits there on the shelf or desk or nightstand or music stand that I have set up for toilet reading, reminding me that I'm not done reading it yet.
Right.
So yeah, I don't know. I read The Importance of Being Earnest, and I was like, hey, that was pretty funny. I should read a picture of Dorian Gray. And then I started reading it, and I got maybe like a quarter of the way through it. It's pretty short, right?
Yeah.
Does it make sense that I would have gotten like a quarter of the way through it in a sitting?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it's one of the... It's more novella-ish. I don't know. I figured that would be like, say, Frankenstein or Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Like, it's a really interesting story, but probably told in a style that's not going to engage me.
I mean, have you read anything by Oscar Wilde?
I've seen The Importance of Being Earnest on stage.
I mean, he's pretty smart and pretty funny. Like, yeah, I feel like, you know, I enjoyed what I read of The Picture of Dorian Gray. It didn't seem boring. It didn't seem like, oh, God, this is just some, you know, boring shit from the 1800s that I have to, you know, read for a dubious payoff because I already know the twist.
Right.
You know, I can't imagine ever sitting down to read Dracula or Frankenstein or Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Like,
I've started Dracula 8 or 9 times. And just,
I've started Interview with the Vampire 8 or 9 times.
Yeah, that one too. Never made it through.
I just don't like Anne Rice at all.
I read something, but I think the Mummy one that she wrote, and that was pretty good. But yeah.
The one about having sex with your mom.
Yep. No, it was
Mummy. Didn't she have like a crazy sex fiend phase followed by a like Jesus worshipping phase?
At the beginning of her career, she wrote 3 books that I read all the way through that were about Sleeping Beauty, only with a bunch of like spanking and bondage and shit.
So it was like that horrible Alan Moore thing.
Yeah, except not illustrated terribly. So my brain got to make the pictures. So that you know, that was entertaining. But yeah, and then after that she found Jeebus and she went from writing about vampires and mummies to writing about zombie Jesus.
Are there like angels?
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't read The Filthy Motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Based on...
But you're all into Jesus and you're all into Anne Rice's Vampire Sex Chronicles.
The Chronicles of Vampire Sex. That was way better than the Chronicles of Narnia. On your recommendation, I did start reading Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm like 3/4 of the way through the first one, and yeah, definitely super awesome. And since you told me that the characters could be kind of hard to tell apart, I think I paid more attention than I would have, and so I haven't had that problem, but... What struck me immediately was that character is written entirely for Michael Cera.
You think?
Yeah, because like when I saw the trailer, I was like, "Oh, here's Michael Cera being that guy again, who's kind of like Yeah, like a little meek and a little nerdy, but somehow super cool. Like everybody thinks he's super cool, and he's always got the clever retort to everything, and kind of the character he plays in everything. But then having read that much of Scott Pilgrim, that is just entirely what Scott Pilgrim is.
I guess it's a little hard for me to imagine. Like, I feel like Scott Pilgrim is a little cooler and more confident than Michael Cera comes across.
Uh-huh.
Right, like, because I feel like at least, like, you know, Scott Pilgrim can, like, rock out on stage and be all like, rock! And
have
I
you
can't
seen,
imagine, I can't imagine, like, Cera rocking out.
Have you seen Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist?
No.
That contains some rocking out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Should I watch Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist?
I thought it was pretty good. It didn't, like, change the world or anything, but I enjoyed it.
DJ RC says, feel free to use my ding for comedic purposes. I don't know what a ding is.
I know what a ding
like
is.
Some sort of disease that you get from being in a boat for too long. James Leffler says, looking to buy a 40-inch HD TV, big box store local to me in Minnesota, or should I shop online? Refurb from Best Buy online is looking good. I don't know why you would ask us this, because I don't think any of us knows anything about televisions, really.
No.
When it was time for me to buy a big screen TV, I didn't for a long time.
Mm.
And then I finally saw, like, there was a really good sale on, what do you call the ones that are, is it front projection, that the projector is inside the TV?
No, that's a rear projection.
That's rear projection? Because rear projection is not where there's a projector behind you?
No, I think that's when there's a projector behind the screen. I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. It's just a projection big screen. Because those have gotten a lot bigger. And, like, you remember how when flat screen televisions were first coming out, like, CRT televisions just got ridiculously cheap?
Yeah.
Like, the same thing has kind of happened with those projection televisions, and it's like totally fine. I'm like in love with my TV. So it's like a Samsung. I forget how big it was, but it was on sale at Best Buy, and I got it. I have never bought anything refurbished.
Oh.
And I'm not like, there's a part of me that feels like buying things refurbished is a bad idea, and that's the same part of me that's like buying a used car is a bad idea, and I don't know why I feel that way. I mean, the reason I feel like buying a used car is a bad idea is because I know fuck all about cars, and so I would not be able to gauge the quality of a car or fix anything if it went wrong.
True. When you buy a used car from a dealership, though, they tend to come with some kind of warranty on them.
But I mean, I feel like that warranty is so short that it doesn't really matter. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I think.
That's only because, like, every 6 months you just go and buy a new car and take your old car to a quarry and put a brick on the accelerator and just drive it off the edge.
No, I mean, I've bought one car in my life. I still have it. I mean, I used to get used cars from my dad who knew how to take care of them and were new when he bought them, right? So it was, you know, it was like, you know, I got lucky in having put hundreds of thousands of miles on several old cars. Without anything serious ever really going wrong. But, yeah, man, I don't know about any refurbished. It also strikes me as weird, the idea of buying a big screen TV online, because how much would shipping cost on something like that? I mean, I guess Best Buy, if you buy something that costs more than a few $100, you'd probably ship it for free.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I also guess having never been in a position where I didn't own or have access to a pickup truck probably skews my perspective on stuff like that. Like, a TV is the kind of thing that I want to decide to buy it. If I have the money in my pocket for a big purchase like that, I want to go buy it and play with it, like, right then. You know, I don't want to spend the money and then wait, like, a week for it to show up. I fucking hate it when I, like, order a new computer and there's, you know, because it always takes, like, for fucking ever to get a computer. And I hate that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you know, I agree with something like that happening. When I was ready to get the... I mean, my TV is like a 32-inch, but it's when I was ready to get one that was rectangular instead of square, I just went to the store and found the cheapest one that had all the inputs that I wanted and just bought it and took it home.
That's been my tactic for selecting women.
So ones that are cheap and have the belly button that you can stick your penis in?
Yeah, have a belly button, yeah, yeah. We'll just have a belly button, right? I don't want one of those pod people.
Right.
They're cheap, but, you know, you really get what you pay for in terms of the belly button.
Yeah.
Boy, that cooler has not managed to make it even 1 degree cooler inside this room. Mm. I guess I could turn my television off. That's funny, because what I meant was my computer, and no, I certainly couldn't if I wanted to continue doing the radio show. That probably is generating a significant amount of heat, though. Maybe I should put my computer outside and just run the wires in the window. What could go wrong?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing could go wrong.
Data Vortex says, CDM is officially allowed to touch me anywhere he wants. You know, I'd say that that's a privilege that you've extended to him, but he has never been one for asking for permission.
Right. Fortunately, the only places he wants to touch you are, like, in front of the 7-Eleven. Yeah. It's not going to be super intrusive.
RDFM says, you refurbished equals bad. Refurbished means you can't say we didn't warn you. Stu Alexander says, I read Frankenstein wasn't too bad, dragged on for me. Yeah, I mean, that's...
I couldn't get past the beginning of Frankenstein.
The begats.
Yeah. The Bible was easier to read than Frankenstein.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, there's a trade-off, right? It's easy to read, but it doesn't really change lives the way Frankenstein does.
That's true.
Yeah. Stu Alexander says, but the important thing is, would you nail the chick playing the girl in Scott Pilgrim? As I remember from the preview, hell yeah. I mean, like, I would probably nail the chick in the comic book. You know, if there was, like, a Take On Me video kind of thing going on.
That's,
like, if I went in there and I just became, like, a version of myself, but with bigger eyes. And then all the people would be like, dude, you're too old to hang out with us. I'd be like, fuck. I'd go weep on a subway train in Canada.
I did like it that the book starts with, you're dating a high schooler? She's 17 and you're 23? It's like, God, I know how that works.
Yeah, you sure do, you friggin' pervert.
Mm-hmm.
RDFM says, hey guys, love the show, etc. When you use an Uncle Crimbo's rations, does it still give you cheap schnapps, or has that been fixed? Thanks. I don't know what you're talking about. Let's see. Item 1. Crimbo's rations. Yeah, that's right. I gave myself an item. I'm going to use it and see what happens. Use it. 2 cans of Franks and Beans, bottle of peppermint schnapps.
What is it supposed to give you?
I don't know. I think that's what it gives you. What did we do, though? We did something. We went because we reintroduced these. It was the new ones. It was like the expired rations that gave you stuff that wasn't quite as good so that we could get away with selling them in the whatchamacallit store.
Right.
You know, in the Crimbo store last year. Crimbo last year was fun.
Yeah, especially the whole Lobo thing.
Stu Alexander says, good answer! Yeah, that's right.
Now, I want to see what the survey says, though.
About what?
Yeah, we got good answer, survey says.
Oh, I see. Okay, gotcha. Who wasn't somebody for real on Family Feud for a while?
You know what?
Who became the host of Family Feud? Wasn't there somebody that was actually good and funny?
Louis Armstrong?
Louis Armstrong?
No, not Louis Armstrong. Louis Anderson. Louis Armstrong, yeah. Would have been awesome. Let's see what the survey says, Dolly. Fantastic.
That sounded more like a Invader Zim.
Sorry, yeah. Things that you find in a wonderful world. I'll go for Trees of Green. I see trees of green. Ow.
Yeah.
How do you do that? That hurts.
I think maybe his voice was just naturally like that. He didn't have to, like, struggle.
God damn. there was a friend of ours in high school, or a friend of mine in high school, who would do that at karaoke and do it flawlessly. That's not an exciting or important story, so we can move right on.
Sweet. People are already using, people are already posting macros in the thread about macros.
That's super awesome.
These macros are fucking cool. CD Moyer went fucking nuts. survey says Stu Alexander, I'd hit that so hard, whoever pulled me out would be crowned King of England.
Wow.
That's pretty funny. Oh, RDFM says it was schnapps was misspelled as cheap shaps.
Misspelled? Yes. Or awesome?
I think it's misspelled. I'm going to fix that.
Delicious, delicious shaps. It's kind of like malk.
What's malk?
It's the thing on The Simpsons where Bart breaks a bone. He's like, my bones are so brittle. I don't know why. I drink plenty of... And he holds up the little carton that he got from the lunch lady. Malk? It's, you know, got some kind of off-brand milk substitute.
Right. Wasn't it that the mafia was selling them rat's milk?
Something.
Well, let's see what else we've got. Anything else? Grapefruit ZZZ says, how come the Goblin King doesn't notice that you're a giant bird when you're a giant bird? Well, I mean, how come he doesn't notice when you're wearing, clown shoes, when you're wearing clown shoes?
You're not really a giant bird, you're just like a bird. And he figures that you'll only fly away, so he doesn't bother with your birdness.
He doesn't know where your heart is. I don't actually know the words to that.
Well, I guess the home is where the heart is, and
I don't know where my hole is.
I
don't know where my copy of Hole's Celebrity Skin is.
God damn.
Which is a shame because I want to listen to Doll Parts. I still think that Courtney Love is attractive.
Do you?
I do. You're a little fired bit. From I don't know being what I don't know what's wrong with me. Like, she was pretty hot in The People versus Larry Flint.
I think you just crave the drama.
Huh?
I think you just crave the drama.
That's probably true. I'm naturally attracted to crazy bitches. And why is that? My mom wasn't all crazy in drama. I thought that was supposed to happen. Like, if you're a woman and your dad was like an abusive alcoholic, you're going to seek out abusive alcoholics, you know?
So really, what you're saying is you need to go looking for women in a support group for women whose dads were abusive alcoholics?
Oh, yeah, dude.
No, I'm just kidding. You're not abusive.
Yeah. Yeah, it depends on who you ask, I guess. I because I believe that it is impossible to hurt someone with a coat hanger, I do not believe that I hurt any of those girls. I don't know that anybody who wrote a question into Radio Bugbear is going to be able to top Gino. But, First Boy on the Moon says, Jesse Thorne called me on the phone today. How cool is that? I don't think it is that hard to get Jesse Thorne to call you on the phone. I think that dude will just talk to people a lot. Because the Pretentious Artist was talking about, having Fuzzy Balls Apparel sponsor an episode of Jordan Jesse Go or something. And, he just called and, talked to him for, a half an hour.
Nice.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. I think he likes interfacing with his fans. And I don't mean, putting his penis in her face. Right. Hey, which is the way that I interface with my fans.
We like at interfacing least, with our fans, but just by telling them, fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, in fact, everybody listening, fuck you. Because that's apparently what I do. I don't do that. You're the one that's mean
that's
to the player.
That's what I do. That. Yeah, that's what I do. I wasn't...
Okay, good.
I'm not hanging my shit on you.
All right. You better not hang your shit on me. Also, don't stand so close to me.
How am I going to hang my shit on you if I can't stand close enough to do so?
Should we take our un breco de musica?
Yeah, I think it's about that time.
You got weed songs queued up?
No, I just, I finally got the rest of the Tom Petty stuff that I had on cassette when I was a kid. I finally got that in digital form, so it's all Tom Petty. All the time.
I've been thinking, do you suppose that it is, like, okay, given as a predicate, I believe that it is unethical to steal music. Do you think that it would be unethical for me to download MP3s of albums that I own on cassette?
It depends on who you ask. Like, were you buying the right to hear that music whenever you wanted, or were you only buying the right to hear that music on a cassette player?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm asking you, right? Like, I guess what I'm asking is somebody else to generalize based on my own ethical viewpoint, which I probably am the only person on Earth who is actually equipped to do it, so asking somebody else to do it is fruitless. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, part of me, like, because the thing in question is that I realized that I don't have any, I only have one album of Dead Milkmen MP3s.
Mm.
And part of me feels like, you know, it would probably cost like $50 to just buy every Dead Milkmen CD on Amazon, you know, and I'd have it tomorrow and then I could just rip them. Although I forgot the other day I bought a CD and I was like, all right, I'm going to rip this CD so I can listen to it on my phone. And then I was like, oh, wait, because of the janky-ass way I installed my new video card in my computer, the CD-ROM drive isn't plugged in anymore.
Uh-huh.
In order to play a video game, I had to drive all the way across town and spend $1.99 on a power supply cord extension at Fry Electronics this weekend. But then it was good, and I was like, "Wow, I'm really glad that I deleted my old copy of Fallout 3 and installed its Fallout 3 Game of the Year edition so that I could play the DLC that it all came with." But then realized that all the DLC comes at max level, and I was like, "Well, fuck." So I guess I'll just start over and play through the same game that I already played through. But it's fucking fun. It is a fucking good game. That's what I will say about a Fallout 3 right now.
All
right,
then.
So, yeah, music break is the thing, right?
Okay. There are 7 Dead Milkmen albums available to download as MP3s from Amazon.com.
Oh, yeah?
But do you feel like if you're going to pay money for something, it should be a physical thing?
Yeah, is it the same price? It's hard for me to imagine. If it's $1 a track, I mean, a lot of those albums are like 20 tracks, right? Like,
no, the albums are $10 an album.
Oh. And are they not less than... I feel like I could probably find them at a store for less than $10 an album.
Probably.
And then I would have the physical copy of it. I mean, that's the thing. I don't really know what I believe, right? I like having the CDs.
I'm getting to where I've never
actually
really
bought digital music, except from They Might Be Giants and stuff that they didn't actually sell CDs of.
These days, I tend to, unless it's somebody who I already have all of their CDs and I just want to keep adding to that collection on the wall. But if it's somebody who I haven't been into before, I don't want the CD. I don't want to run out of space in my CD rack and then have to buy another CD rack to just have them sit on the wall.
I mean, when you buy MP3s from Amazon, are they DRM free?
They are.
I mean, I guess I feel like if I buy something digitally, it is a lot more likely to be lost, you know, than if I, you know, I got my box of CDs. I could rip them all again if a meteor hit all of my computers at once.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, then. Okay. Yeah, we'll ponder that over the break, and we'll be back in about 18 minutes.
On a cold, dark wind, it came without no warning. And that big old house went up for sale. They were on the road by morning. Oh, 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 the days went slow into the change. Season. Oh, 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 she grew up hard, and she grew up fast, in the age of television. And she made a vow to have it all. It became her new religion. Oh, 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 oh. Down in her soul, it was an act of treason. Oh, 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 oh. Down they go for all the wrong reasons. Where the sky begins, the horizon ends, despite the best intentions. And a big old man goes up for sale, he becomes his own invention. Changing season. Oh, 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 bought and sold for all the wrong reasons. Oh, 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 diamonds, some days of rocks, some doors are open, some roads are blocked, sundowns are golden, then fade away, and if I never do nothing, I'll get you back someday, 'cause you got a heart so big, it could crush this town, and I can't hold out forever, even won't fall down. And all around your island, there's a barricade. The holes and the pain. And sometimes you're happy, sometimes you cry. Half of me is ocean, half of me is sky. But you got a heart so big, could crush this town, and I can't hold out forever, even walls fall down.
Yes, they do.
trying to rope a tornado. Joe's in the backyard trying to keep things simple. And the lonely DJ's digging a ditch, trying to keep the flames from the temple.
Turn me up, dead man. So I was just flipping through that. I was reloading the random recipe generator.
Uh-huh.
And gave me a recipe for a battered pickle.
That'd actually be kind of delicious.
I already know how to make one of those. You know, I've had deep fried pickles and they're gross. I like pickles. But, yeah.
I'm surprised by that. Yeah.
You know, I have lost my taste for deep-fried foods. I used to be a big fan of, you know, a fried mushroom or some zucchini or perhaps some... I guess I could still deal with a mozzarella stick, but I don't know. Stuff is just... It's so... Bar food is, like, so greasy and gross. It just... I don't know what the hell happened to me that I just don't... I don't like it anymore. It's weird. I feel like I've lost one of my only friends.
Yeah, that's weird. Usually in a bar after a couple of beers, I find myself wanting some fried something.
I'll still eat a jalapeno popper a couple times a year.
Do you eat John Popper at all?
I don't. I'm not attracted to him anymore since he got skinny.
That's a shame.
Because I like a fat dude with a deep belly button. And voice.
He has a pretty high voice.
Who are they? I was listening to something. I don't remember what it was. Some podcast where they were joking about whether or not John Popper had to start playing songs in fewer keys once he lost a lot of weight and could no longer keep like 40 different harmonicas in the sides of his coat. Which I thought was a pretty funny joke.
I think all the Blues Traveler songs are in G anyway, though.
It's still 89 fucking degrees in this room. Although the bathroom, which is where the swamp cooler is fairly cool.
It's going to be a couple of months before we're up to 89 degrees during the day.
Yeah. Tomato Bob says, the 80s time travel show was Voyagers, not Explorers. All right, that was what it was called. And he says, I think the older guy died in a prop-related accident, something with blanks. Yeah, as I recall, my dad told me the story of him taking a gun that was loaded with blanks and putting it up to his head and pulling the trigger and it killing him.
Oh, man. Oh, dude. I've been thinking about that for years. All I could remember was they were time travelers and the time machines were on their belts.
They had like, it was like a pocket watch.
Yeah.
I think there was only one. Voyagers, 1982 TV series. Hmm. Yeah, the guy's name was Phineas Bogg. That's like Phineas Fogg.
They should have just named him Phineas Bogg. Or Phineas Frog. The young boy's name was Jeffrey Jones, which is also the name of the pedophile actor from Ferris Bueller.
He was on one episode of Silver Spoons, and one episode of Scarecrow and Mrs. King.
Ah, that's a classic bit of... You know. Ed Begley Jr. was in there. He had a role. To bring it back to the... Bring things back around.
He was also, before Voyagers, he was on an episode of The A-Team. After Voyagers, during Voyagers, in which he either played a character named Joey or a baby kangaroo.
Let's hope for the latter, shall we? Did he play a ladder at any point?
A ladder?
Or a Latter-day Saint?
No. Nope. No, he didn't.
No, that's a...
Let's see. It must be weird to be that kid. I bet he didn't even make enough money to develop a drug habit or a Polaroid picture. Evangio Q says, can you combine the handfuls of sand and the bricks of sand in the multi-usable discoveries page? I think that we elected not to because there's only one thing that you can make with them. And so part of the rationale for not doing discoveries for things that you can only make one thing of was that a lot of them were big hassles, like the lewd playing card deck. We didn't want people who wanted to be recipe completists to have to go back and get all those again. And kind of the same thing with the sandcastle, because that seems like a big hassle. It's a hassle castle.
Yeah.
You know, and Germans would refer to that as a Hasselhof.
Is that what Hof means?
I don't know. No, it does not.
That's a shame.
I don't actually know what Hof means. So I put out the call when I'd said that we were going to Germany. I put out the call for people who lived in Germany to tell us if there was anything cool to do. And I got one bite, and it was somebody saying, I don't really know what to recommend to you because I don't know if you like castles or beer. And I replied, It is pretty safe to say that castles and beer are, like, the two best fucking things ever.
Yeah, I think drinking a beer in a castle would be the most fun I could have with my clothes on.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, even, I don't know, man. If you were, like, hey, Jick, would you like to have sex with a girl or drink a beer in a castle? I think right now I would probably elect to drink a beer in a castle. Not if it was like you were going to a deserted island and you can only either have sex with a girl or drink beer in a castle for the rest of time. Although, I don't know, man. Would I give up beer for sex? I guess I would. Be stupid not to, right?
Huh.
Man, that's a rough choice, though. If you had to choose between giving up beer and giving up sex, I guess you'd have to give up beer.
There are way too many other kinds of alcohol to drink.
Yeah, okay, I guess if it was drinking entirely, yeah. I can, you know, drink some wine while having sex.
Right.
And I could also drink wine while making spreadsheets.
And you could wear a condom while doing both.
That's the truth. What were we talking about? Oh yeah, Castle's Beer. Wasn't that a Frank Zappa album? I think that was Titties and Beer.
I had a song, somebody made me download the song Titties and Beer from iTunes back in the day.
Oh, yeah?
think it was the first song I ever downloaded off of iTunes. Like, when I was in grad school, somebody came over to the house like, oh my god, you haven't heard Titties and Beer by some rapper, though. Or some DJ. Like, oh, you have to hear this song. Pay a dollar to hear this song, and you won't be sorry. And I was sorry.
You were sorry?
Yeah.
I get that Frank Zappa was good at something. But, like, I have not heard any Frank Zappa songs that I, like, really like listening to.
No, I think he's got that kind of Andy Kaufman interesting to hear about.
Yeah. I don't know. I was friends with this girl at a job that I had a long time ago who got obsessed with the album Joe's Garage. And would just listen to it over and over again and constantly quote it. And it apparently had the line, I think I'll have a tiny but exciting blowjob.
Huh.
and then there was like a whole thing about having sex with like appliances. I don't know, man. Experimental. I saw an appearance of him as a lad on some show, like maybe like Steve Allen show or something, where he played music on a bicycle, and it just didn't sound very good, yeah. And he looked like an asshole. I did, however, see him on a show speaking out against like censorship, and I was like, that dude believes in the things that I believe in, because censorship, man, F that.
Yeah, blank that. Don't worry, we'll bleep that out in post-production.
Lord Hack says, when using a free runaway, the sugar items can still break. Bug or feature? That's a feature, because when you run away, even when you run away for free, you get all sweaty because you're scared. And so your sweat damages the sugar items.
Yep.
Did you ever just hold on to a jawbreaker until it dissolved?
No. No. No.
I wonder if that would work.
I know it wouldn't with M&M's. Actually, the M&M's is... The M&M slogan is a lie.
Did they ever make any jokes about M&M and how he doesn't like hand jobs? Or, like, they just never work?
Somebody has to have had.
Yatsufusa says, good evening! I'd like to know if items in a player's display case can change the outcome of a pool table challenge the same way they influence it when they were in said player's inventory. Will you tell? I will tell. They do not. That code is all has item. which checks inventory. Takenoko says, in the Hermitage, shouldn't the petrified noodles come before the pepper to obey class order? Yeah, does it not? Oh, right. I need a hermit. Permit? No. What do I need? You know, hermit permit, still a funny joke.
Yeah, I don't care who you are. That's funny.
I don't care what planet you're from.
That's gotta hurt your funny bone.
Wait. So, I just tried to give myself... Oh, no, I see what I did. I tried to give myself a worthless trinket, and it said, too many matches, worthless trinket, valuable trinket. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. But it was interpreting the word worthless as the number one.
Hmm.
That is weird that those are out of order. I wonder if that's hard-coded. If NS13... Whoa, this is old school. This code has not been looked at in a long fucking time. yeah. 55 is the item there. Building that code, reloading that load, pushing the hermit out. All right. Good catch, Takenoko. Monster says, I had an amazing idea for next year's April Fools. Kingdom of Juggalos. Just imagine the possibilities. This must be either April Fools or Asymmetric's next game. Juggalo culture is ripe for the plucking in terms of making fun of some shit. Did you see that news interview, that Nightline interview that made Insane Clown Posse look like totally reasonable dudes?
No, but I did see their video for the Miracle. The Miracle video. Which is like, wow, they're not very good rappers either.
Yep.
Like, that was kind of surprising because I expected, like, you know, even Fred Durst could put words together in a way that would that had, you know, something that you could imagine people would want to listen to it, right?
Uh-huh.
But man,
I really terrible. I think that most people who go to Insane Clown Posse concerts do so for the fellowship, you know, and for the free Faygo soda that gets sprayed into their mouths.
Right, right.
Because they would spend that much money on Faygo soda anyway, right? So they might as well spend the money on the ticket and get it sprayed into their mouth by Violent J. Or perhaps Shaggy 2 Dope. I was thinking about changing my middle name to 2.
Zach 2 Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe my last name to Dope. And my first name to Shaggy. What's funny is that Shaggy does not have any hair.
I think Shaggy Ewing Johnson would be great.
You think so?
Or Shaggy Ewing Dope, even.
Yeah. Shaggy makes you sound like a British person who enjoys sex.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing as a British person who enjoys sex.
Not a British woman, but...
Yeah. They're cold and unfeeling, and they have terrible teeth.
That's what I hear.
I did not ever see anyone in England with bad teeth. Nor anyone who was friendly. That's not true. The Indians at the Indian restaurant were friendly.
That's true.
Let's see. Golgothica says, I just got an essence of heat from Hey Man Dats was working in the Future Quest. Bug or feature? Actually, it says the future guest. Like the future Christopher guest. That, I'm guessing, is because of the way that that thing, instead of the essence of heat being coded by monster ID, it's coded by location ID, and so the location that you were in was still, whatchamacallit. Wonder how C.D. Moyer did that. Could have used a miscellaneous code execution, execute on win special property of the monster. To do it in each of the monsters instead of like hard coding it in fight, which he may have done. JMS Prout says, any idea when KOLCon 6 attendees will have their in-game items and shiny certificates of participation? Yeah. I keep not doing it. I don't know why it is so hard for me to do those things. It's not hard for me to do them. It is trivial. It takes like 15 minutes, but it always takes me months to work up the nerve to get around to it. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me. I really don't. I don't know what is the matter. Do you have any idea what the fuck is the matter with me, Mr. Skullhead?
How much time you got?
We have 25 minutes.
Oh, that's not anywhere near long enough.
Oh. Now I feel bad. I feel like you feel that I have a lot of problems.
Yeah, and so does everybody. Jeez.
Thanatos Belvedere says, I didn't know that Mr. Belvedere's first name was Thanatos. Do you think there is anyone named Thanatos?
I don't know. Maybe some of the people that we call Nate?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is there any plan for a Bander type familiar or new spleen familiar as item of the month in the upcoming months? Well, you know, we might do a spleen familiar in June. We always do a content-y kind of thing. I put out a call for brainstorming on that today because it's the time to have to start working on the June familiar or June item of the month is nigh fucking upon us.
Yep. I didn't know that we had Mayas in the bag. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was a joke.
Oh. I thought that... some discussion had taken place somewhere and you guys had worked it all out.
No. I was kidding. We have to come up with a May item of the month, too.
God damn.
Let's see. Icelight says, rollover last night caught me 5/7 of the way through the Ed fight and then reset my progress. Can this please not happen? It would be a gigantic pain in the ass to make that not happen. And it is hard for me to imagine a way to fix that without causing a lot of other problems. And it is going to catch so few people so infrequently that I think we're probably just going to have to live with that as a problem. It is really problematic in a lot of ways for a lot of different scenarios if fights can persist through rollover. Sorry, buddy. Don't start the Ed fight if it's close to rollover. That's what I would tell you.
Yeah.
Tommy the Cat is my name, and that I say unto thee. Bulletproof says, Teal Tuesday? Wasn't that that band that Amy Mann was in?
Sure, now you know that.
Jose Cuervo says, the grimy pirate is mentioned in the fledgling pirate non-combat, but he does not appear below decks. Ultra-rare monster who drops a key to Captain Caranche's quarters, special ultra-rare VIP lounge. Yeah, let's make a new version of the clan VIP lounge, but that's only available to people who get an ultra-rare in below decks. That's a lot of bang for our content creation effort, Buck.
And in that VIP lounge is a machine that allows you to pull a single familiar out of your terrarium.
Oh, hey. It was nuts the amount of ire the suggestion of an ultra rare that would let you pull a familiar out of a terrarium created. I still don't think it would cause that many problems. I really don't think that it would be that big of a deal. But man, was that met with a lot of anger. Josh the Sorcerer Man says, bugger feature that the basic spell cookbooks pulverize to Twinkly. If it's something that you can buy in an NPC store, it probably should pulverize to useless powder. So, probably bug. I don't know that it matters. I don't know that anybody would spend that much meat to get that. I think it's at this point, way cheaper to get the stuff in the mall than that. I've lost the tab. He also says, what are your thoughts on pulverizing turtles? I'm against it.
Yeah, I think it would be really weird if you were against boiling lobsters, but you're okay with pulverizing turtles.
Yeah. Are you really planning on a pulverizing interface update? No, not really. How about pulverizing combat items to get combat powders, shards, and clods? Useless nuggets and wands? No, useless nuggets are that's like an oxymoron because nuggets are intrinsically useful because they are funny. Like any kind of nugget is funny. Like a chicken nugget is funny. Like a gold nugget is funny. Nugget, any kind of nugget is funny. I'm with you on the pulverizing combat items, but I would say instead of powders, shards, and clods, you should get powdets, shards, and clots.
Yep.
Clots. Do you think that I personally think that the word clot is grosser than the word shard.
If somebody was going to throw one or the other at me, I'd probably go for the clot.
Yeah, you'd rather have like a blood clot thrown at you than some poop.
Yeah, because if it's like a blood clot just by itself, that's just going to bounce off you.
No, it's going to be all sticky.
Hey, even having somebody else's blood stick to me, I would rather have than somebody else's poop.
Really? I mean, do you think you'd rather, like, so would you rather have, like, menstrual blood on you than poop? Like, gross, chunky menstrual blood? From, like, a homeless woman?
You seem to know a lot about that.
Or, you know, your child's poop.
I would rather have my child's poop on me than my child's blood, yes.
But... I mean, that's only because it would be weird for your child to produce menstrual blood.
That's true, especially if he just produced a vial full of it that he had been saving.
They got from somewhere. Like, where have you been, Ollie?
Some homeless woman.
And why? Yeah, I was out back fingering this homeless woman. Ugh.
Do I rub his nose in it?
Is that what you normally do to keep him at, like, to keep him out of the cocaine stash?
Yep.
Bad Ollie. Let's see. Shoremount says, I really think that we should have an MMG chat channel. I've talked to several MMGers, and it's general opinion that a channel for all of us would be better, since people get pissed when we talk about it in other channels. The MMG is too boring to play. It's too boring to talk about. Have I ever mentioned, Mr. Skullhead, that I fucking hate the MMG?
Occasionally, yeah.
It is weird, because you're like, well, Jick, if you hate it so much, why did you implement it in the first place? I had no fucking choice. The game forced me to implement this stupid bullshit that is stupid and bullshit, and so many people just fucking love it. It drives me crazy. It drives me up a fucking wall.
It doesn't bother me at all that people love it. It bothers me when people hate it. And yet continue to play it.
Yeah. I mean, it bothers me that there are so many people convinced that it's fucking rigged. Or that there are strategies that you can use. Martingale. I don't understand how somebody can be smart enough to use a computer and, you know, create an email account and then create a KOL account and play KOL enough to earn, you know, some meat and then find the casino and then still be subject to, like, these just, like, readily disprovable gambler's fallacies. Like, I don't get it. I just don't get it. I feel like when I was in third grade, I would have understood that it was bullshit. Right? Like, I feel like I would have understood basic probability in third grade. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm totally wrong about that. Right?
Yeah, in third grade, I still believed in Jesus.
I mean, do you not believe in Jesus? Do you not believe that there was a Jesus?
No, I think it was just swamp gas.
Swamp gas?
Yep.
Avangie on Q says, I'm greatly looking forward to the next traveling... Wow, this is a lot of questions. I'm greatly looking forward to the next traveling trader appearance. I'm hoping for a Possumancer skill that would allow zero turn access to the walk, castable as a buff on others. Now, that is not going to happen. That's not what the Possumancer skill is. The Inigo's was definitely the sort of, like, highest impact skill that we did for those. The rest of them are flavory, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Please create an anti-favorites exclusions page for items you don't want to use as part of /use/eat/drink chat commands. No, man. Those are explicitly cast as things that you use at your own risk, right? So just be careful with it. Or don't use it, you know? You'll never accidentally drink the wrong thing by clicking on the use link next to an item that you read the name of it, right? When it comes to familiar combinations, the one I look forward to most now would be a sombrero purser. Oh, like, yeah, yes, that already. Can you add a turtle in the slime tube for turtle tamers to seek out? I don't know.
Slimy turtle?
Slimy turtle. Lemmy. Jammer Lammy turtle.
Jammer Lammy.
Did you ever play Jammer Lammy?
No. I played the demo of Parappa the Rapper that came with the PlayStation.
Yeah?
And it was fantastic, but it didn't make me seek out the actual game.
Really? Boy, I did. I bought it on eBay when you couldn't get it. I mean, I think I only paid like $20 for it, but I don't know. I like Parappa the Rapper. Although
no, I thought it was awesome, but...
I prefer listening to... I mean, so I was happy to have it because I could show it to people and be like, check this crazy shit out, right? Because it was like before it was like sort of widely known. I felt kind of cool having discovered it.
Yeah.
Now I would probably just want to listen to the music from it.
All I remember is kick, punch, it's all in the mind.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
I remember I'm working at the flea market so early. I've been working here since my mama was a baby. That's just a great line.
That is a great line.
Can you add the canticle of carboloading to the list of skills available to be made permanent? Is that not a permeable skill? No, right, because it's one of the Nemesis quests. No, that's a thing. The point with the skills that and stuff that you got from the Nemesis quest is that you should only be able to use them as that class, because it's all about... You get them from doing stuff that's all about that class and, you know, goals and challenges that are all about that class. Can you add an instant karma as a drop from the Boner Dagon when defeated at level 7? No. That's not hard. That's what she said. Am I right? Can you set the rampaging adding machine and all semi-rare monsters as boss types for purposes of halting auto attack function? You know, what I should probably do is I should abstract... Or I don't know if abstract that out is the right word. I should change that. I should make it so auto attack not firing is a thing that can happen independent of the thing being a boss. Right? I'm going to put that... I'm going to let you finish, but putting this in the Radio Bugbear suggestion to-do list had one of the best songs this year. Could you add a means to track which skills are made permanent with which ascension run? I mean, I wish that I had done that from the beginning, but starting to do it now would be weird, so no. RDFM wrote into the Twitter, clotted cream is a gross enough phrase to keep me out of England entirely. Yep.
15 minutes.
I went
after.
There. It didn't have any clotted cream. You know what I had? You know what I had this weekend? I went to the Cornish Pasty Company. It's one of our favorite restaurants here in Phoenix. Anybody who lives in Phoenix and has not gone to the Cornish Pasty Company, there's one in Tempe and one in Mesa. The one in Tempe is like small and not as cool. It's got they hire like pretty much exclusively like tattooed hipsters to work there. Some like super hot waitresses. The woman that owns it is from England and is really cool and friendly. And so there's all these English foods.
And Cornish pasties really are just delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they are. I don't actually like the pasties that much. I hardly ever get them because they're a little too bready for me. But, like, their salads are really fucking good and all their side dishes are really fucking good. And they added some new desserts to their menu. And I had a Shirley Temple pudding, which was not at all what I was expecting when it came out. It's like sort of a little cauldron filled with sort of brownie. So it's like pudding in the bread pudding sense.
Oh, I see. So it wasn't, like, putting flavored, like, grenadine and 7-Up?
No, it wasn't. Nor was it putting that was soaked in the blood of Shirley Temple.
As far as you could tell.
Is Shirley Temple dead?
She was alive at one point.
Oh, really?
I remember her being the... whatever the master of ceremonies... at a parade when I was a kid, and being ancient. I guess she's still around.
A ring mistress?
She's like 82.
Is that what they call those? Is that what they call a flag team?
Marshal. Parade marshal.
A marshal?
Yeah.
I prefer flag team.
Flag team?
Yes. Sorry.
Flag it? Who knows, man?
Dr. Jones says, so no antique record quest for path runs? No, you know, that was the thing that we considered dealing with, but no. No. That was the way Frontalot designed it, and that was the way we implemented it. It was funny, because he couldn't remember how to get through the quest.
I saw that on the Twitter. He was tempted to grab his... original document and use that to solve the quest.
I've been carrying that document around for so long. And now I can put it away. It's time to put away my childish things. Jacques Minot says, tiny plastic scorpion electric fence. I don't think a plastic electric fence would work.
Yeah, plastic, not the greatest conductor.
Rombut says, you should make the combat scripting work such that you have to run around and find or buy all of the possible scripting lines and slots to put them in and make it so fucking ridiculous to try to work that it just isn't worth it. That's kind of an awesome idea, actually. Minty Giant says, giraffe, huh? Bestiality is looking better and better. And then he, yep. Oh, man. Are you looking at that picture, Mr. Skullhead?
Which picture?
That's a picture. That's a picture that Minty Giant, was it Minty Giant? Yeah, Minty Giant links to of Zoe Saldana. Looking pretty fucking hot. Looking like not having no boobs. And not having a hideously long neck. And
tiny boobs, you know, and a hideously long neck, yes.
Those are not her, tiny boobs.
Those are
look
A cups.
Look at those boobs, man.
Those are A cups.
Her like Roy neck, A cups?
Her neck is as long as her head is tall. That is twice as long as a neck ought to be. If you drew a picture with those proportions, your art teacher would tell you, look at some more people before you draw people again. Nobody's neck is that fucking long.
Man, you've got some problems, Mr. Skullhead.
I just like
also, you described that Nine Stories movie as a movie about a dude having sex with his unattractive girlfriend.
Yep.
Like, that girl was not unattractive. I think there's something wrong with you. I think that maybe...
You are into you dudes.
You like dudes?
I like girls who look like girls.
There was nothing wrong. There was nothing wrong with that woman.
She
in
had
that movie.
No tits and no curves and no hair. She looked like a dude except for the snatch. Other than that, you're right.
I am really starting to think that maybe you're using the words no and small to mean things other than they mean. Look, you cannot look at that picture and say that Zoe Saldana has no tits. You just can't. You can, but as I say, well, she doesn't have any hair.
Yes, she does.
Those are there it fucking
tiny
is.
Boobs. Tiny. Not large.
How can you have...
Very small.
I mean, is this because you grew up with, like, basketball-sized boobs fetish? Like, you had a boobs fetish that was the size of a basketball?
Yeah, but I had it removed.
Yeah. I feel like describing anything as the size of a basketball is, like, it's never good.
Especially if it's, like, a goiter.
I mean, so, would you say that you are a fan of, like, gigantic tits?
No, just tits that exist.
Man, you've got a really weird criterion for determining whether or not things exist. So do, like, boobs that are the size of, like, navel oranges. Would you say that those boobs are so small that they don't exist?
No, that's fine.
All right, man. Man, you're a weirdo, and I don't think that you can be reasoned with.
It's entirely possible that you can't tell when that sometimes boobs are just made out of a bra. But with the Nine Songs, I don't understand that at all. Because she's naked, like, the entire time. Like, the wife and I threw that in, and we're like, we'd kind of like to watch something sexy, you know, get kind of sexy, you know, get kind of in that sexy mood. And we heard this movie was just all about people fucking. It was like, super unattractive girl who's built like a guy.
I mean, that's the weird thing. Like, I'm not saying that girl was, like, crazy hot in that movie, but I'm saying that we don't often... It's weird that we're suddenly having all of these just, like, ridiculous differences of opinion. I'm just, like, I was expecting it to be some, like, fugly-ass girl from some indie movie, you know? And it's like, oh, isn't that cute? They're pretending that somebody wants to watch that ugly girl have sex. But she just wasn't ugly. She's not an unattractive woman.
She's so built like a dude that it was hard to see her as a woman.
Maybe there is something that my brain just doesn't perceive because, I mean, so, like, yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to send you this picture, even though it has a... it's mostly the guy's dick, because it's the only picture I could find of her. Like, so here's a picture of this girl from Nine Songs. She's kind of suspended facing down. So, like, the point at which her breasts would be as, would appear to be as large as they possibly could. Her arms by her sides, she's facing down. I have bigger tits than that. You have bigger tits than that.
No, I don't. You do, because you're a big fat dude.
Because those are tiny, tiny, tiny titties.
Okay, but that, I'm fine. I'm not saying that the girl is super hot and has super huge tits. I'm saying that describing that girl as, like, an unattractive girl who looks like a man, you're just wrong. She's kind of pretty. Her hair is short, shorter than I like hair, but not short. It's not like a guy haircut.
Kind of pretty? See, I don't find her attractive at all in the face. And then, like, with super flat chest and no hips, it's just like there's another dude in the scene. And I understand why that would appeal to you.
Yeah. Yeah, because nothing I like more than dudes with boobs and vaginas.
Hmm. Apparently the boobs are negotiable. I will say that Zoe Saldana has bigger boobs than the chick from Nine Songs.
Okay.
In the same way that I have a bigger dick than you. I mean, jeez.
Uh-huh.
The joke there is that your dick is small.
Is it?
No. It's not. You got me dead to rights there.
Mr. Crack has something good to say.
Really?
Combat macros are awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Griffin Slade says, was about to hit the road to Front's show tonight in Little Rock and heard the news. How can I convince my wife to drive another hour and a half to go see him on Thursday? I don't understand. What do you mean, how can you convince your wife? Just tell her to do it.
Yeah, geez.
An hour and a half, like, it's hard for me to imagine not being able to convince somebody to drive an hour and a half to go to a concert that they were willing to drive a half an hour to go to, you know? I mean, it's not like, if it was like 4 hours, I mean, if it was a thing where you were probably going to have to stay overnight in order to do it or something, then that would be a thing. But, like, I don't know, driving an hour and a half doesn't seem like, I don't know, maybe that should seem like a hassle to me, you know? But I've just, you know, like, my mom lives about 2 hours away from me. I make that drive fairly frequently. I made that drive yesterday.
Yeah, we regularly would drive that to see a band. We drove from Flagstaff to Phoenix to see They Might Be Giants.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like I drove from Phoenix to L.A. to see They Might Be Giants 2 different times.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I drove from Phoenix to Denver, which was like 17 hours or something to see They Might Be Giants and Violent Femmes once.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Courtney Love is dead.
Whoa, really?
That was her quote. She says, Courtney Love is dead. I want to be referred to as Courtney Michelle now. The name Courtney Love is a way to oppress me. So there's no more Courtney Love. It's Courtney Michelle Harrison.
Oh, cool. I thought maybe Courtney Love was actually dead.
I mean, that wouldn't surprise anybody, right? It would be like hearing that Tara Reid was dead, or Lindsay Lohan. You know, being into Crazy Girls gives you a pretty large pool to draw from.
Yeah?
Especially with your standards so low that you don't care if they have bizarre physical abnormalities or no tits. Okay, I have to say, iClub, you wrote in to say that Zoe Saldana has perfectly normal-sized boobs, and I commend her for not getting a boob job, since I know you've looked at my boobs at Con. I'm pretty sure you know what I'm talking about. I actually remember nothing about iClub U's boobs, except that there was a graphic equalizer on them. So, I don't know if you're rocking titties under there. Like, I'm actually not the guy who's into huge boobs or anything, but if you've already got 2 strikes, having tiny, tiny boobs is going to be that 3rd strike. Zoe Saldana, not a very attractive face, freakishly long neck, that's 2 strikes.
There is something wrong with you, Mr. Skullhead.
We discussed like, it. It's
there's
my,
something
my racism.
Broken in your brain if you do not find that girl attractive.
That's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I could understand her not being your kind of thing, right? Like, you know, I do not like girls with short hair, for instance. But I can look at a girl with short hair and say, okay, I can see why somebody would find her attractive. I'm not going to be like, oh, my fucking God, you are, you. What do you have, some sort of weird cancer fetish? You know, like, how could you possibly be attracted to somebody whose hair was that short the way you are with this neck and boobs thing?
Zoe Saldana is a freak of nature. Zach watched 9 songs.
Oh, and, God, that movie was so lame.
And took me to task for saying that girl was built like a man.
The movie was lame, and I didn't say that she wasn't built like a man. I'm saying that she wasn't like... I'm not.
You're saying she wasn't built like an unattractive man.
In general, as being really unattractive.
No, I didn't say she was really unattractive. I said, she, you know, she's built like a man, and we've discussed how that's not a turnoff for you.
Is she built for tough? We should get off the radio.
She's
before
pH balanced for a woman, is what I think. All right, good night, everybody. We'll see you next week.